Okay, we're beginning here at the top of Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara is about to address the Braita that we discussed yesterday, the Braita at the bottom of Lama Tanu Amud Aleph, which begins, Tanu Banan, Basa, Kasher Asa. As we pointed out yesterday, that's the extraneous Pasuk that's found by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, Ma Ba Lumot. What does this come to teach us? L'chbol b'hazato, to tell us or to double the Hazaot Adam, to say it's Ma'akev, the Hazaot Pnimiyot, of the Paralam Dabar Sibur, it tells us that they are Ma'akev. If you left out any of those matnot, he didn't do anything. Then the Braita says, Ein li elo matan sheva, shemakvot. I only know about matnot sheva, which are the seven sprinklings on the parochet, b'chol makom, everywhere. Matan dalid, minayin. Where do I know that four sprinklings that I go on the top of the Mizbech HaZahav, the four corners of the Mizbech HaZahav, how do I know that? Tomar Lomar, Kenya Aser, to teach me that the four matnot are ma'akev regabe mizbeach hazahav, even by the parhelam dover shel tzibur, because I can't learn it out from ve'asa kasher asa. I have to have the additional limud from this pasuk of Kenya Aser. So that's one piece. We're about to discuss that part of the braita. How do we know seven and not four? So that's the first thing we're about to discuss. The second thing we're going to discuss is, and we just, it's a way of introduction, in the parshiot that are found in Vayikra Dalet. The first parsha, again, is Par Kohen Mashiach, and the second parsha is the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. The Gemara is going to discuss this pasuk a number of times, so I'm just going to mention it now, which is that in the Par Shel Kohen Mashiach, it says, Pasuk Vav, V'tavala Kohen et etzba obadam, V'izamin adam sheva pe'amim lifnei Hashem, et pnei perechot HaKodesh. Then, V'natan HaKohen min adam, al kronot mizbach toret hasamim, Lifnei Hashem, Asher Bo'o Moed. So here we have the Kohen dips his hand, or his finger, into the blood. He sprinkles seven times, connected the parochet before Hashem, that means in the Kodesh. Then, the remaining dan, the Kohen takes it, Al Karnot Mizbach Torah Tasamim Lifnei Hashem. He puts it seven times. So in Yom Kippur it's eight, over here it's seven. So that the Gemara, we're going to get to that at the end of today's daf, but yeah, here it's seven. So then, the Torah says over here that the remaining dam should be placed on the corners of the Mizbeach Torah Tasamim, which is the Mizbeach Asav, Asher Lifnei Hashem, Sher Ba'ohel Moed, Ved Kol Dam Apar Yishpoch Yisod Mizbeach Ola, the remaining blood then will be poured onto the Yisod of the Mizbeach Achitzon, Asher Petach Ol Moed. That is what is written by the Par Kohen Mashiach. In the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, we have a very similar description, which is in Pasuk Yud Zayin, he dips his finger in, sprinkles seven times, connected the parochet in the Kodesh, and then minadam yitain al karnot ha-mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem. From that dam he puts on the karnot of the mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, which is the mizbeach ha-zahav. Et kol dam yishpoch so mizbeach ola asher petach omoy. The remaining dam is taken out to the yisod of the mizbeach ha-chitzon. So you have a description in both cases of a Kohen who dips his finger into the blood, does seven hazaot keneged the parochet, and then afterwards he takes the dam, puts it on the karnot mizbeach haktorat asamim, mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, both of which are a description of the mizbeach hazahav, and then afterwards he takes the remaining blood and puts it on the yisod of the mizbeach ola. So just some background, now the Gemara is going to discuss it. Amamar, ein li ale matan sheva shim akvot b'chol makom. The Braita said that we are going to include the seven hazaot that are mentioned. We just mentioned them both in the Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Dabar Shel Tzibur, that they are me'akev in every place. So Heichel, where else do we see that the Matan Sheva is me'akev that we need to bring it in? We're saying, oh, since everywhere else the seven are me'akev, so too over here we're going to say that the seven are me'akev. Where are those other sevens? So Amar Papa Bipara Ubinigaim. It happens to be that they, by the para duma, it says v'hizah el nochach pnei ol moed, that he has to sprinkle towards the ol moed sheva pe'amim, seven times. And over there by the para duma it says chukah. We know the term chok or chukah means li'kuva, means that whatever is written in that parsha is me'akev. The other place that we have it is v'nigayim, by mitzorah. By the mitzorah, when he brings the loga shemen, he brings the shemen that he has to do part of the avoda with. Part of the avoda with the shemen is v'zamin hashemen be'etzba'o sheva pe'amim. He sprinkles from the shemen seven times Keneged the Omoed. That seven times about it, it says, the beginning of the parasha says, Zot Tiyah Torah Tamitzorah. And Tiyah, again, is Kol Havayah Ikuva. So when it says Tiyah, you do it this way and no other way. So we have two other places, the Parah Duma and the Mitzorah, where we find sprinklings of seven, they're Ma'akev. And therefore the Braita said, well, I have over here this extraneous Pasuk, and it comes to double the Hazaot. So when it doubles the Hazaot, it tells me that that's the Ikuv. What is it making the Ikuv? The seven sprinklings that are found in the Parakoin Mashiach and the Parayom Davashet Zibor. Now it says seven, and we find another place that seven's Ma'akev. So that's what I'm going to say here too. The seven that are mentioned here are Ma'akev. Then the Braita says, Matan Arba Minayin. Where do we know that also the four that are mentioned also are Ma'akev? What are the four matnot here? The four matnot are the ones that are placed on the Karnot, Mizbeach HaZahav. So these are the questions that we had before. Again, why do we have to go search to find the four matnot? What happened to the four matnot that are found literally in the Psukim over here? Minayin, Tamal Omar, Ken Ya'aseh, to teach me that the four matnot are ma'akev v'gabi mizbeach hazahav, even by the parhelam dover shel tzibur, because I can't learn it out from v'asa kasher asa. I have to have the additional limud from this pasuk of Ken Ya'aseh. And the Gemara says, Maishna matan zayim dechtivan uchvelan. What's the difference that we find both by Parakoin Mashiach and the Parayom Dover Zibor that it mentions explicitly Sheva Pe'amim, that you do the seven sprinklings, Kenegra Parochet, and it doubles it by using the Pasuk over here, this extraneous Pasuk? Matan Dal Nami. Matan Dal is just the same. Number one, Ktivan. They're written over here. We just said before that you take the blood, after you sprinkle it on the Parochet, you take the blood, and you put it on the Karnot Mizbeach HaZahav. Or you put it on the Karnot Mizbeach Torat HaSamim. Both of those mean place it on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZahav. How many corners are there on the Mizbeach HaZahav? Four. So that would imply that you do the four karnot on the Mizbeach. So now we have the Matan Dal written, and Ukfeilan, we just had it doubled. So not only do we have it written, we just said that everything that's written in the Parsha, all the Hazot of this Parsha are doubled now because of the extraneous Pasuk. What am I looking somewhere else for to get the four matnot to be Ma'akev by these two karbanot? Well, the first, it says, yeah, Vasa is the doubling of the Parhelam Davershel Tzibur, meaning that the first line in the Pasuk is the doubling of the Hazaot. We have the Kfeila because of the extraneous Pasuk here. Let's deal with it all from here. It says, Lo Nitzruchai Lele Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Lo Nitzruchai Lele Rabbi Shimon. Yirmiya says that this part of the Breit is only necessary according to Rabbi Shimon. Ditanyo, Rabbi Breita. L'malo Omer Keren Karnot, Shtaim. L'mato Omer Keren Karnot, Arba Divrei Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon is saying is that we have a pasuk that is found both by the par Helam Davashel Tzibur as well as the par Kohen Mashiach. We just read those pasukim. It says Benatan Kohen Min Adam Al Karnot Mizbach Torat Hasamim. And over here by the par Helam Davashel Tzibur, it also says that you'll take the Min Adam Itain Al Karnot Hamizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem. So now he, as Rashi points out, darshan's im lemikra, the way you read it. Well, the way you read it is karnot in plural. So Karen Karnot tells me that each one of these is telling me about two sprinklings. What's the minimum of the word in plural of karnot? It's two. So I find two by the Parakoin Mashiach. I find two by the Parhelam Dover Shel Tzibor. So when I get two and two, that's how I get the four. So what Rabbi Shimon is indicating is that we don't know the four matnot dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav from each one independently. We don't know it from Par Kohen Mashiach, and we don't know it from Par Helam Davar Tzibor. Only together do we know it. Each one has two, contributes two, and the two together give us the four matnot al Mizbeach HaZahav. So for Rabbi Shimon, you don't have it written explicitly in any one of the two karbanot. And therefore, when you double the Hazaot, you're doubling two. That would only teach you about two of them being Ma'akev, not all four being Ma'akev, because they are found in separate places. One of them is found in the Par Kohen Mashiach, two of them. I mean, they're found in the Par Kohen Mashiach, two of them are found by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Tosos asks a number of times about this. Why doesn't then the Pasuk, it was in yesterday's Tosos Osa, that why doesn't the Gemara then say, when we have the extraneous Pasuk, Vasala Par, that comes to include the additional two Karnot that we're missing? I mean that if you want to say that only two karnot are found here, say that the extraneous puzzle comes to include the additional two karnot. So Tosfos there on yesterday's daf answered that we wouldn't have ever thought that. He says Ve'yesh Lomar Dasal Lo Mashma Lahusif Bepar Helam Shtei Matanot Aktuvot BeKohen Mashiach. That pasuk doesn't sound like it's coming to add the other two that were missing from the par in the par alam davar tzibur from the kohar goyim mashiach. Deini kar shechaser shum hazah. Where do you know that you're missing any sprinklings? Elhanach shteim de par elam. Einu otam shteim de mashiach. I would have assumed that the two that are found by the kohen mashiach and the two that are found by the par alam davar tzibur are exactly the same two. Who says that it's 2 plus 2 equals 4? I would have said that the first two are ma'akev by the Karbon Mashiach, and the first two are also ma'akev by the Paralam Davar Shem Tzibor. So that's how Tosfos answers the question. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have the four matnot written directly in this parsha. That means that the Paralam Davar Shem Tzibor does not have the four, and when I do the kfeilom, when I do the doubling of the hazot here, I'm not doubling four, I'm only doubling two, and it means only two are ma'akev. We're looking for in a ma'akev. That's why I have to prepare to find the four that I need to be ma'akev. On the other hand, the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Tzarich, I don't need this. Hari Omer, Be'ol Moed. Al Kol Amur, Be'ol Moed. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what do I need this for? It says, and it seems like that Pashtuta Pasuk goes like Rabbi Yehuda. It writes here, I read it, Natana Koyim Adam Al Akarnot, Mizbach Torat Asamim Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ol Moed. Sounds like, put it on the Mizbeach, that's in the Ol Moed, on the Karnot, all Karnot. Well, how many Karnot are there? Four. Put it on all four. And the same Pasuk appears by the Kor, Kehelam Dover Shel Tzibur, which is, again, Min Adam Asher Yitain Al Karnot, a Mizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ol Moed. Both times it mentions the words Ol Moed. And in Ol Moed, what's found in the Ol Moed? The Mizbeach Zahav. I'm talking about the corners of the Mizbeach Zahav. There are four corners on the Mizbeach Zahav. It seems to indicate, place it on all four. The four are explicit in each of the parshiot, because it says, Sher Be'ol Moed, on Mizbeach Zahav, that's in Ol Moed. So they're explicit. According to Rabbi Shimon, they're not. Two are found in the parsha of the Kohen Mashiach, and two were found in the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. Therefore, I require Kenya Aseh to teach me that the four matnot are ma'akev v'gabi mizbeach hazahav, even by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, because I can't learn it out from v'asa kasher asa. I have to have the additional limud from this pasuk of Kenya Aseh. And that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer. This breita is coming to give us a limud for Rabbi Shimon, who says the four are not explicit in Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. Now, Rabbi Shimon, again, we said Darshan's Aim Lamikra, the way that you read it, even though we find that Rabbi Shimon in other places also Darshan's Aim Lamisoret. So Tosfos makes the point here, which we did the other day, I mentioned it also, that when it comes to Aim Lamikra, Aim Lamisoret, Tosfos says in Sanhedrin and repeats it here in Mem Amud Aleph, that when it's Efshar Lekayim Shnehem, we have the ability to do both of them, then we do Aim Lamikra, Aim Lamisoret. Where it's impossible to do both of them, then we pick one. So over here, you can't reconcile between Aim Mikra and Aim Lamisoret. So therefore, he only darshened Aim Lamikra. He gives preference to Aim Lamikra, and that's why he's darshening Aim Lamikra over here. Now, it's also interesting, if you think about this, if we came to double everything in the parsha, like according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, I have two matnot that are found in Par Kohen Mashiach, I have two matnot found in Par Lam Davar Shibur, I add them together, I get four. So why not do the same thing with the seven? I have seven by the Par Kohen Mashiach, I have the seven by the Par Lam Davar Shel Tzibor, let's add them together, because they're joined now, we have a hekesh of some sort between them, let's join them together, and we'll have 14. Why don't we say you have to do 14 hazaot on the parochet, and then you do 4 on the mizbach hazav? Because if I add the two together, I would get 14. So Tosfos says, maybe in Hachanami you would do this. The only problem is that in both cases, it says by the hazot adam, v'taval ha'koin et etzbo b'adam, v'zamen adam sheva pi'amim. It gives you the number explicitly by each one of them. So since it says explicitly sheva pi'amim, it means 7 and not 14. That's number one. And number two, he says we don't find anywhere in the Torah that there's a sprinkling of 14. 14 is just not a number. 4 we find. So that makes sense. When we're adding 2 and 2, that we get to 4, that makes sense. But to add 7 and 7 to get it to 14, something we don't find anywhere, doesn't make sense. On top of it, it explicitly says 7 by the 2 of them, as opposed to the 4 or the 2, where there's nothing mentioned explicitly. There you can play around with 2 plus 2 is 4. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who now does not need Kenya Aser to teach me that the 4 matnot are ma'akev v'gabi mizbeach hazahav, what does he do with the Kenya Aser? That next line in the Pasuk, which the Brita says it comes from, teach me about the Arba Matnot, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? He doesn't need it, because he has it explicitly in the Pesukim here, by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. So, my Avilei, says, Mibaylei l'ketani, he needs it for the brighter. The fish, alo l'manu l'par, yom ha-kippurim l'smicha, v'shayir edam. So we don't know about par yom ha-kippurim, when it comes to smicha, on the par yom ha-kippurim, as well as the shayir edam, that have to be poured on the yisod, on his beach, ha-chitzon, minayin. Where do we know that from? So that comes from here, Tamil Omar, Kain Ya'aseh, which teaches you about the parashal Yom HaKippurim, the rabot, par Yom HaKippurim, the smicha, vishirayim, that it gets also smicha, and it gets the shirayim going to the sod, mizbeach ha-chitzon. So Mara says, wait a minute, what do you mean we don't have it? If you read the next part of the Braita, we do have it. Ha'amart, lepar, ze, parashal Yom HaKippurim. We said the word par in the Braita, we said that that's the par of Yom HaKippurim. So what do you mean we don't have it explicitly mentioned there? So Mara says, Itzrich. I would have thought, Salchadat Ramina Hanimili Avoda de Ma'akva Kapara. Rabbi Yehuda actually needs two times to have the Hekesh to Parsha Yom HaKippurim. One time to teach me that that only applies, or the Hekesh only applies to Avoda de Ma'akva Kapara. Things that are Ma'akiv the Kapara, that's where the Hekesh exists. But avoda that's not ma'akev the kapara, which we know are things like smicha and the pouring of the shari adam al yisod mizbeach, maybe there should be no hekesh. Kamash malon that I have another limud to parsha yom ha-kippurim, that I actually have two limudim to the parsha yom ha-kippurim. Since I have two limudim to the parsha yom ha-kippurim, one teaches me about the avodot that are me'akev, and one teaches me about the avodot that are not me'akev. So that's why I need it twice, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi mentions that chamino ki itkish lavoda de makva kapara hu de itkish ki dechtiv vichiper. So if you remember yesterday in the pasuk that says the extraneous pasuk, we mentioned this yesterday as well, why Rashi says that it has to be dealing with matnot dam, because in the pasuk it says vasalapar kashia salapar chatat ken yaselo vichiper alehem akoyim nislach lehem. So the word kapara automatically means we deal with things. Right. So once you use v'kiper, we're talking about things that are ma'akev kapara. And we know that what's ma'akev kapara are hazaot and not the other types of avodah. Alright, so now the Gemara says, okay, what about Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon, hi ol moed, my obidle. Rabbi Shimon, who learns it out of the Kenya Aser, to teach me that the four matnot are ma'akev v'gabi mizbeach hazahav, what does it do with the extra word of ol moed that is found in both of these psukim? So hi, ol moed, my obidle. So he says, "Ba'ol ma'ed mi ba'ile." He needs that to teach us. Shem nifchata tikra shel heichal lo yamazeh. The ol ma'ed comes to teach you that the heichal is only called the heichal when it's roofed and it's covered. If it's covered, it's called ohel. Ohel meaning covered up. So that's the ol ma'ed. Without a roof, if somehow the roof broke down or there was some gapping or collapsed the roof, then that's not called ol ma'ed anymore. If it's not called ol ma'ed, you can't do the hazaot inside of the ol ma'ed. So the Mero says, wait a minute, Rabbi Yehuda needs that too. Rabbi Yehuda also needs to know that it's omoid. So the Mero says, idach me'asher. He learns it out of the word asher, which I'll point out to you in a second. V'idach, and Rabbi Shimon asher lo dorish. Shimon's not dorish, the word asher. Tosus makes his point here again, that means that Rabbi Shimon in this case doesn't believe it's he should darshan asher. That doesn't mean throughout Shas, or throughout the Torah he doesn't darshan asher. He might darshan in other places, but here he doesn't feel it's necessary. What's the asher that's here? Because it says, if you look in the pasuk, it says, umidami ten al kanotu mizbech asher lifnei Hashem, asher be'omoed. So you hear the extra asher already. You could have just said asher lifnei Hashem be'omoed. The fact that it says asher lifnei Hashem asher be'omoed, that's the extra asher that we're speaking about. Because if you look back, which I read first, was the Parakoy Mashiach, it does not double the word asher there. And so here you can see it's clearly doubling the word asher, which is unnecessary. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that asher teaches me about the Arba Matnot. Rashi says over here, I would not have thought this, I would have thought that Rabbi Yehuda learns out the Arba Matnot from the Ol Moed, and the asher teaches about the din of the roof. Rashi says, no, it's the other way around. That the roof we learn from Ol Moed. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon learn about the roof from Ol Moed. The word asher, the extra asher, is what teaches Rabbi Yehuda about the Arba Matnot. You can see that in the Rashi of Mi'asher, Nafkali Arba Karnot. That's where he learns it out from the extra word of asher, because Ol Moed is using for the roof. So now it'll come out. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree that the word Ol Moed teaches us that it has to be roofed, the Ol Moed, in order for the Azazel to take place. Then, where do we learn out the Arba Matnot from? Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the extraneous word, Asher, that teaches you that then you need Arba Matnot. And therefore, since it's kfeilot, kol hazaot that are nimsed in the parsha, that's why it's ma'akev. According to Rabbi Shimon learns out the Arba Matnot from the two by Kohen Mashiach and the two by the Paralam Dover Shel Tzibor. But to get it to be ma'akev, he has to go to Kenya Aser to teach me that the four matnot are ma'akev with Gabi Mizbeach Hazahav. What does Rabbi Yehuda do about the fact that he has that extra pasuk Kenya Aser? He says, well, I need two psukim for Yom Kippurim to bring things from Yom Kippurim that are ma'akev the kapara, and he needs the other one to teach me the things that are not ma'akev the kapara. What's not ma'akev the kapara? That's the smicha and the shari adam. Those are also brought over bi hekish. So that's where we are right now. So now the Gemara says, Abaye Amar, I don't agree. The Rabbi Yehuda nami itzrich. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need the comparison to Yom Kippurim. Saka dat chamina, I would have thought immediately to have a smicha v'shari adam. I would have thought it's just like smicha and shari adam. The afagad dichtivan ukfeilan. Even though they're written explicitly here in the parshiot of Karkoin Mashiach and Paralam Davishot Tzibar, I read you at the beginning this year those psukim. And it's kfeilan because we have the extraneous pasuk here. La makva, and yet they're not makiv. That was the end of yesterday's daf, where we said v'chiper velo smicha v'nislach velo shari adam. That they are not included in the doubling here, they're not included in the items that are ma'akev over here. So even though they're double, they're not ma'akev. I would have thought the same thing over here. Matan arba nami, lo titakev. I would think the matan arba not ma'akev. Kamash malon, then yes. Now what are you going to say to me? Wait a minute. The reason that you said that these are ma'akev and not ma'akev is because do with the word chiper. Chiper tells me that we're dealing with matnot dam. And the arba matnot are also arba matnot dam. The answer is that we would have thought we have two sets of matnot dam. I have the seven and I have the four. So I could have argued over here, ma'akev part here is the first seven. You can't have any kapara bichti without any sprinkling of the dam. But I do have sprinklings of the dam already. I have the seven hazaot. Those seven hazaot I can say are ma'akev, and that's dealing with the kapara. And the four dam are like sharia mitzvah. They're like smicha and pouring the dam on the yisod mizbech. They're extra things that you do, but they're not ma'akev, the kapara. So maybe those should not be included. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they shouldn't be included in the equal of the doubling of the pasuk. And that's what it comes along to teach us from Kenya Aser, that even though they were katuv and kaful, maybe they shouldn't be ma'akev. Kamash Malon from Kenya Aser, that teaches that yes, you need the Arba Matnot Dam, and they are included in the Kfeilot. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, who believes that all Hazaot are going to be subsumed under the doubling over here, as long as you have the Hazaot written, they're going to be doubled. So he thinks Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the Pasuk from Kenya Aser, because he says, I have seven and four explicitly in the Psukim. If I have that, I don't need any more help. Rabbi says, maybe not. Maybe you can divide between the seven and the four. You'll make the seven be Ma'akev the Kapara, and therefore they are included in the Ikuv here of the doubling of the Hazaot. But the four will look like smicha and shari adam, which are not ma'akev. Even though they're doubled and they're explicit in the psukim, we have a doubling of everything that's done by the par, yet they're not included. So say the same thing by the four matnot dam. Even though they're matnot dam, again, maybe they're not ma'akev because I already have the dam that goes on the sheva hazalt. So that would be ma'akev and not the four. If that's the case, Rabbi Yehuda also need Kenya Aser to teach me that there's an ikuv. So both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda will use the limud from Kenya Aser to teach me that ma'akev, the four matnot. Alright, so now, the Gemara says, the par, ze par yom ha-kippurim, the mai hilchoto. See, I la'akev, the Rebbe's coming to teach us the iku pshita. You don't need an iku by Yom Kippur, chukak tiva be. The word chok is written by Yom Kippur. It says, chukat olam l'dor teichem, and therefore we don't need an iku from this parsha. So now, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzel, nisucha elo l'Rabbi Yehuda. We need it according to Rabbi Yehuda, damar, kik tiva chuka advarim anasim bibigdel avan bifnim. That the chukah that's written in the parsha of Yom Kippurim only applies to items that are done with the big day lavan, meaning the special clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippurim, the arba bigadim, and things that are done bifnim. Now the word bifnim everywhere else in Shas means bifnim means inside the Azara, but chutz means outside the Azara. Over here bifnim means inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and chutz means outside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So he says the only thing that's ma'akev are things that are done in the big day lavan inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Shimitim asel chaviro lo asav lo klum. If you did them out of order, you're done. It doesn't work. It's ma'akev, and you have to do it over. About dvarim enasim bebig de lavan bachutz, things that are done in the big day lavan outside the kodesh hakodashim, meaning in the kodesh. If you do it out of order, then it's okay. So ema, I would have thought mida kesidran lo ma'akve, hazot nami lo ma'akve. Since the order doesn't matter in the kodesh, maybe the hazot themselves don't matter as well. Kamash malan, that's what we learn from here. Par teaches me the par shel yom hakipurim, which is the doubling here, teaching me that it's ma'akev. Thou dealt with the first part of the braita. Let's just show you the first, we'll read over the first part of this braita. It says, Tarabanan, Vaser Kashiasa, Ma Balumot. What does Kashiasa come to teach us? Lichpol Bahazato, to double the Hazaot of the Parhel of Davishud Zibur, Limeid. Shimiser Chat Mikomat Not, Lo Asav Lo Kum. If you miss any of the sprinklings, you haven't done anything. I only know about the seven Hazaot, they're actually explicitly written in the Parhel of Davishud Zibur, because they're Ma'akev everywhere else. Where is that everywhere else? Paraduma and Nigayim. Matan Dalad Minayin. How do I know that the four also should be Ma'akev over here? What do you mean, how do I know the four should be Ma'akev over here? According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is only an issue for Rabbi Shimon. According to Abaye, this is both according to Rabbi Shimon and according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Ken Yasel teaches you also that the four Matnot are Ma'akev with Gabi Mizbeach HaZahav, even by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Now, we said the Par also means Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. So now we know what we learned from Par Yom HaKippurim. The question is, what did Par Yom HaKippurim learn from us, or from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? So we said earlier, we had the position of Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's teaching us about Smicha and Shari Adam. The other possibility now, which is that the Gemara is saying that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, who requires that by Yom HaKippurim, we do have an ikuv by the power of Yom HaKippurim, but that ikuv only applies to the Hazaot in the Kodesh of Tashim done with the Big Day Lavan. What about the Hazaot that are done in the Kodesh? Where do we have an ikuv for that? That ikuv is found here. That's what this Hekesh teaches us, that the doubling of the power of Yom HaKippurim written here teaches that that is also Me'akev. The matnot of the Kodesh are also ma'akev over here. So now, Gemara says, Umi amatzit amar hochi. Can you really say this? Vahatanya. We have a braita. We have a braita here as a machlokes. Vichila michaper et ha-kodesh. So he finishes from doing the kapara in the Kodesh. Im kiper, kila. Im lo kiper, lo kila, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, listen, if you do the kapara, whatever is me'akev, in every other place, then kila, you're finished doing the work, and you don't have to worry about it. If you don't do what you're supposed to do for the kapara, lo kila, then you haven't finished your work. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, mipnei ma lo ne'amar, according to you, why doesn't it say, im kila, kiper? If you finish, then you get your kapara. Im lo kila, lo kiper. If you don't finish what you're supposed to do, you don't get kapara. The Gemara in Yoma, in discussing this machlokes between them, tells you that there is actually the nafka mina between them is the sharia dam, the leftover dam that has to be poured on the mizbeach hachitzon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that is ma'akev. Rabbi Akiva says, if you do everything that is kapara everywhere else. What is kapara everywhere else? The sheva matnot dam and the arba matnot on the karnot mizbeach hazav. Those are things that are hazaot, that are kapara in every other place. Therefore, if you do that kapara, kila, you finish doing your work and you've done. Now, if the sharia dam, you're supposed to pour on the mizbeach, but if you don't do it, you're still done. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda learns, no, im kila, if you do everything that's said here, kiper. If you don't do everything that's said here, lo kiper. So what is everything? Everything includes pouring the extra dam on the mizbeach hachitzon. So if you pour the extra dam on the chizot, then you yotze. So Rabbi Akiva says that the sharia dam are not ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are ma'akev. If that's the case, how can you suggest, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we need to learn about the parsha Yom HaKippurim, about ikuv? Here, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that even the sharia dam are ma'akev. Even the dam that you pour on the Mizbeach HaChitzon are ma'akev. What do you need to tell me about all the Hazaot and the Kodesh, that they're ma'akev? If the Sharia Dam is ma'akev, certainly the Hazaot and the Kodesh are ma'akev. So why do I need a limud from here about Par Yom HaKippurim to teach me ikuv over here? That can't be the answer to this. Now, remember I mentioned yesterday that we had such a Tana, position that Sharia Dam by Yom Kippur are ma'akev. This is Rabbi Yehuda right here. That's this position here. Rabbi Yehuda believes that the Sharia Dam are ma'akev by Yom HaKippurim. That's a Tana. only by Yom Kippur, Mizbeach HaPnimi. Only when it goes to Mizbeach HaPnimi that they are Ma'akev when it comes out. And it seems only by Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, that can't be the reason I need it. You're saying for Rabbi Yehuda, I need it for Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda already has Shari Yadam in Ma'akev. Amar Rapapa lo nitzucha, ela le'et. Dam ubetfila. We need it for these three words, which actually teach us special things. So what are these three words? Over here, by the par, Kohen, Mashiach says, Vitaval HaKohen et atzba'o badam. So we're looking at the words Vitaval, and the word et, and the word badam. The two words, Taval HaKohen et atzba'o badam, that's written by par, Kohen, Mashiach, teaches us three things. Taval teaches us something, the et teaches us something, and the badam teaches us something. What are those three things? Et, what does et teach us? Amar Rav Acha b'Yaakov, lo nitzrecha ela hachshir amin shebe'etzba. The word et says et etzba'o. Et comes to be mosif. What does it come to Mosif? That even if the Kohen has a wart or a blister on his finger, he's still kasher li'avodah. That's not considered a chatzitza for the avodah. Badam. What does badam teach you? Shehei badam shi'ur tvila mi'ikara. It says, v'taval et etzbo badam. What does it mean, badam? You have to have enough dam. In the time of the Kabbalat Adam, you have to have enough dam that is rolly for him to dip his finger in and do the tvila adam and sprinkle it. So that means not afterwards. You can't take two cups and capture half of it in one cup and the other one, and then combine them later. In the first Kabbalah, you have to have enough that will do the tefillah and the sprinkling of the dam. And what is v'taval? Taval says, v'lo misapig. That it has to be that he dips his finger into the kli, and not misapig. Misapig means that he'll wipe his finger on the side of the kli and get the blood off. He can't wipe his finger to get the blood, he has to actually dip it into the blood. So these are the three limudim that we learn out from Par Kohen Mashiach. The taval, et etzba'o badam. Taval teaches me tvila, not wiping it on the side. Et teaches me the etzba can have a wart or a blister on it, it's not a problem. Badam tells me that the dam, when I have kabbalat, the dam's got to have enough for the tvila in it. Those three limudim are here. And now I'm going to take those three limudim and move them over to Yom Kippur and say the same is true by Yom Kippur. That's what the limud is going to be for. Ve'itzrich. Now the Gemara is going to sidebar. Ve'itzrich michta badam. It has to teach me about badam. Had the Torah just told us v'taval, I would have thought v'taval means just at the time I do the tefillah I need it of dam. But when I did the kabbalat dam, I don't need it. I put in two cups and I combine them later. That's fine. So therefore, kadav rachmana b'dam. V'kadav rachmana b'dam. Had the Torah just written b'dam, hava minu afilu misabeg. Okay, if I have enough dam, then I can just wipe it on the side of the clay. It'll work. Kadav rachmana b'taval. In conclusion, the Gemara tells us, what do I learn for the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim from the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? I'll tell you what I learned. I learned out these three limudim. You know what the only problem is? They're not written by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. They're written by the Par Kohen Mashiach. So you're trying to learn something out of Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur from the pasuk that's found there about the Par of Yom HaKippurim. We're talking about sukim or limudim that are found by the Par Kohen Mashiach. So how does Rashi solve that problem? Well, Rashi says, well, the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur were hukash echad b'sheni, and therefore, if it's written in the Par Shel Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, that's how I learn it. So Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, wait a minute, what do you mean? They're all hukash together. That pasuk that's mekish the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, is also mekish it to Yom Kippur. So why do I have to go through the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? I could just go straight Par Kohen Mashiach to Par Yom Kippurim. What do you mean that they're hekesh? And we know by Kochim that davar lemi mihekesh inu chozer lo mi hekesh. So if it's already learned from the hekesh, from Par Kohen Mashiach to Par Helam Dover Tzibur, how can I learn from Par Helam Dover Tzibur to Par Yom Kippurim? So that's Rabbeinu Tam's problem with Rashi. The solution to Rashi's problem, and this is what Rabbeinu Tam and the Tosos answer on behalf of Rashi, is that the pasuk, the ikar part of the pasuk is Sala Par Kashia Sala Par. Due to the par, like the par. That's the main part of the pasuk. Those two parim, what are we talking about? The first par is the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. And the next one is Par Kohen Mashiach. So the two main parim that are mentioned in the pasuk are the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. And therefore, I'll just read you what the Tosa says. He says, Mir Yesh Lashay Parish HaKuntris, the low dummy, the Pashto the Kro, Vasala Par, Kashela Sala Par Chatat. Make each parishon the par acharon. I know Par Yom HaKippurim, the Par Kohen Mashiach. The first part to the other par. So that is how Rashi learns it out. It's not coming through Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, but it's really coming from the Hekesh, that is, par and par. Tosfos, or the Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, gives another interpretation. The Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what? I think that the way you learn it out is that they're not the lo itkish kula dadi dadi. There's not a Hekesh between all of them. Ella, that itkish the par helam, upar helam hukosh the par kohen Mashiach. Ufar elam dloikish be bedam haktive be taval etzbo min hadam. The mashmashap yeshibo shir tefila mikorak mo bedam. says, "Ein ochanami." The word "betaval et etzbo badam" is not found in the Kapar Kohelam Davar Shel Tzibor. But what is found there? The pasuk actually says, "Betaval akwein etzbo min hadam." So you have the word "betaval" there, you have the word "etzbo," and you have the word "min hadam" there. So we actually have all three of them there. So what it is, what we learn in Parallel Davar Sibor is now that we've learned already from Parakwein Mashiach what these words mean, we're going to apply their meaning in Parallel Davar Shel Tzibor. That means when they're found in Parallel Tzibor, the word Tavau, and the word Etzbao, and the word Minadam, we're going to define them the same way we define them by Parakwein Mashiach. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's actually found there. The Limud is actually in Parallel Davar Shel Tzibor. If that's the case, then you can learn from Parallel Davar Shel Tzibor to the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Now the Gemara moves on. There's one pasuk by Parakwein Mashiach, and there's one by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. By the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, when describing the Mizbeach HaZahav, what does it say about the Mizbeach HaZahav? It says that the Mizbeach HaZahav is a Mizbach Asher Lifnei Hashem, Ba'o Moed Asher Lifnei Hashem. It says here, Al Konot HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Ba'o Moed. On the other hand, when it comes to the Parakwein Mashiach, it describes that same Mizbeach as this. Akonot Mizbach Torta Shlemim Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Bo Moed. So it gives it the additional descriptor of Mizbeach Torta Samim. And that's what the Gemara wants to know. What's that doing there? Bach Torta Samim Lomali. Why is that extra Mizbeach Torta Samim found by the Parakwein Mashiach? What does that teach me? She'im lo nitchanech ha-Mizbeach b'Torta Samim lo haya mazeh. You're only allowed to do the dam on the Mizbeach Zahav if it was already used for the Torah Tzamim. That it has to be brought into service. No, it sounds like period. Nitchanech is a specialized term. Nitchanech means it was used once. It has to have been used once for Ketoret in order to be in service. So that means it has to be in service for you to put dam on it. That means if they put in a new Mizbeach Zahav for whatever reason, and they didn't put Ketoret on it yet, then you can't do the sprinkling of the dam on that Mizbeach. Only after it was used for Ketoret, then it's called Mizbach Ketoret HaSamim, then it can be used with the Hazel Ta-Dam. So you say, Tanya Kavati de Rapapa. We have a braita that supports the position of Rapapa about the reading of why we have the limud from, or the limud of Par of Yom Kippurim. What is it bringing from here? Rapapa said it comes from these three things. The Taval, et Etzbao, and Badam. That's what teaches it. That's also by Par Yom Kippurim. We have a braita that supports that. It says, Vasa kasher asa, matam lomar. The Par, the Rabot, Par Yom Kippurim, the Chol, Masham Mor Binyan. Include everything from Par Yom Kippurim, everything that's written over here, Divrei Rabbi. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Kal v'chomer. Says, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a Kal v'chomer. Umama kom shlo hushvu karban le karban. In a place where the karbanot are not the same, one is a par, one is a seir, hishva ma'asim le ma'asim, they have the same avodot. Makom shishva karban le karban. Here we're talking about a par and a par. Eno din shishva ma'asim le ma'asim, that they should have the same ma'asim. The Gemara in a second will dissect Rabbi Shmuel's statement, that's why I'm not explaining it now. El ma'atam alomar le par. Where does the par teach us? Ze par el davar shel tzibor. Le par, ze par koin mashiach. That comes to teach us about the Parakwein Mashiach. So now the Gemara, what are we doing over here? Why is this approved to Rapapa? And what did Rabbi Shmuel just do? The reason it's approved to Rapapa is Rapapa says that I'm coming to include everything that is written by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, I'm coming to include by Par Yom Kippurim. Well, let's go look and see what's missing by Par Yom Kippurim that you don't have that is written by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, or quote unquote by the Parakwein Mashiach, depending how you learn over here. So what's missing? Now, if you're talking about Par of Yom Kippurim, everything's written explicitly over there by Par Yom Kippurim. We know that all the Avoda is explicitly written out over there. Well, the only thing that's missing by Par Yom Kippurim that's written over here is those three things. Vitaval, Vihiz, the Daval et Etzba'o, Badam. Those three things are missing. Since they're missing, that's what we're taking over to Yom Kippur. So that bright that supports Rapapa's position, that's what we're doing. We're taking over things that are missing from the Par of Yom Kippurim, that are missing, that are integral to the Kapara. That's what we're taking over to Yom Kippur. What are those things that are missing, that are integral? Those are Vitaval, Etzba'o, and Badam. So now, Rabbi Shmuel comes along and says, no, I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. I could have already learned that out of a Kal v'chomer. So now, the Gemara asks, what is the limud? There are two problems with Rabbi Shmuel. Number one is, what is this Kal v'chomer? And number two is, in the end, he uses the pasuk to say, L'par zeh parav shel tevel tzibor, par zeh yom kar p'an mashiach. What do you mean? We're in the parsha paralam davar shel tzibor. Why does the pasuk have to be talking about paralam davar shel tzibor? It already is talking about paralam davar shel tzibor. That's automatically there. So that the Gemara will come back. We're only going to get to the first question, which is the Kal v'chomer. What is the Kal v'chomer over here? So that's what the Gemara says now. Amar, umam amakom shloch hishva karban le karban. What does it mean that he didn't? The karban are not the same. My la, my lo hishvu karban the karban. What does that mean? Ilay mer par yom kippurim v'sair yom kippurim. Talking about the par of Yom Kippur and the sair of Yom Kippur. Ikal mifrach. You can't learn out from par and sair of Yom Kippur because malahanach shkeinichnas the mam lifnai v'lifnim. Those two karbanot are unique because they both have their blood taken into the kodesh hakodashim. So you can't learn a kavah chomer for those two karbanot because they have a pircha built into them, which is that they have something unique to them that's no other karban. They go into the kodesh hakodashim. That can't be your answer. So now the Gemara says, okay, ela par helam davar shel tzibur v'sirei avodat chachamim. We're talking about the parlam davar shel tzibur, which is what we're speaking about in our parsha here. And Sirei Avodei Chachamim is one found in Parshat Shlach Lecha. They're both the same thing. They're brought a korban for the Am, or the Tzibur, when they do a Chet. Rov Am does a Chet. That is Chayav Karet. The only difference is one's talking about all other Chataim that are Chayav Karet, and one's talking about Avodah Zarah. One's a Par, one's a Seir. So let's say that's what we're talking about here, the Par and Seir. Mar says, Ikad HaMirvach. Malahanach Shekein Mechaprim Al Avera At Averot Mitzvah Yidua. They are brought for a particular mitzvah which we know you have violated. We know exactly what mitzvah you've done wrong. The only way you can bring the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur or the Sirei Avodah Chachamim is if you know what you did wrong. The Beis Din has to know what they did wrong, and then they have to then retract the psak and then bring the rectification, which is the karban here. That's not true of the par of Yom Kippur, because the par of Yom Kippur is mechaper al sheyesh lo yediyah b'tchila ve'en lo yediyah b'sof. Someone who does not know about what avera they're bringing it on. They don't know about it. So that can't be the comparison over here. So there's a pircha from those that you can't use them. Ella, para helam davar shel tzibur v'seir shel yom kippurim. The two karbanot that we're talking about here is one is paralam davar shel tzibur, the other one is seir of yom kippur. So v'hachi kamar umak makom shlo hushvu karban the karban. Over here, where the karbanot doing the same, the high par paralam davar shel tzibur is a par. V'seir and the seir of yom kippur is a seir. Hushvu maasim the maasim, but they have the same avodot. L'may de tchivvahu that's written by them. Now this is a very strange thing. They do not have the same avodot, and this is the question you asked before, Tzvi. Don't you have to do 8 hazot? Well yes, the Seir requires 8 hazot. The Parlam Davar Tzibur only requires 7 hazot. That's not the only difference between them. The Seir of Yom Kippur requires, Lifnai Lifnim, requires 8 inside the Kodesh HaKadashim. The Parlam Davar Tzibur only requires 7 in the Kodesh. So there are plenty of differences between them. What do you mean, hushvu, avodot, avodot? Where do you see that the avodot is together? So that's what Rashi says. That's what it means, l'mari dichtibuhu. Everything that is written by them are the same. So anything that is written by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur is subsumed in the Seir of Yom Kippur. I mean that the 7 that you do on the parochet of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, you also do for the Seir Yom Kippur. The Seir Yom Kippur has extra things beyond that, but it also has 7 on the parochet. So anything that's written by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur is also written by Par Yom Kippurim. That's what Rashi says. For anything that's written by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, that's also written by the Seir Yom Kippurim. It's very strange. And the Rashbam says, I don't understand Rashi. Be'igir Rabbeinu Shmuel d'chozeh lo yitachein. He says, it can't be. That can't be the limit over here. So the Rashbam says, no. Hushvu l'avodot means, hushvu l'karban l'karban, that means the high paralam davar, the high seriyam kabim, the shnei neve emeot heim, afilachi hushru masim lemasim means laet bedam vitvilo. That they are both have the same din of those limud, which is the tavalet etzbo bedam. The tavalet etzbo bedam, that limud we have both by the seir of Yom Kippur, as well as we have that limud by the paralam davar shel tzibur. The paralam davar shel tzibur we know either because it's, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's written there, or according to Rashi, because it's the hekesh, the par kohen Mashiach. On the other hand, Seir by Yom Kippurim, how do we know we have those? So that he says, we learn now from a Kal V'chomer from the Sirei Chatat. We learn now from a Kal V'chomer. Now, we do know that even though you can't, something that's learned by a Hekesh can't be Chozum Lamed Hekesh, that's not true by a Kal V'chomer. Something that's learned by a Kal V'chomer can be repeated in a Kal V'chomer. So that means that here, the Seir of Yom Kippur knows about the Tavalet Etzvo Badam from a Kal V'chomer from the other Seirim, according to the Rishbam. The Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur knows it, either because it's written here or because it learns out of Korban Mashiach. The two of them together teach me, according to the Rishbam, I have par, seir, two different behemot, but they both have that din of v'taval et etzbo badam. We have the same avodot. According to Rashi, it means everything. Everything that's written by Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, that is included or subsumed under seir yom kippurim. So therefore, what's the Kal V'chomer? Makom, shuvah karban, the karban, a place where the karbanot are the same, the high par, the high par, they're both parim, enudin, shuvu ma'asim, the ma'asim. So shouldn't it be that the masim should be exactly the same? That is by the par yom kippurim and the par helam davar shel tzipur. So when you have the par shor yom kippurim, and you're talking about the par of davar shetzibur, the par and the par, you have the same karban. Certainly, it should be shehushvu masim lemasim. The rabbanot should be the same. So according to Rashi, that means that all the hazaot and everything else should be the same about them. That whatever is written is the same. And then whatever is not written, we're going to bring in from this Kavah Chomer. Now what you have is, Va'atalei par yom kippurim. Now you know par yom kippurim for et bedam betvila mi par kohen mashiach. You learn that at a par kohen mashiach from this Kavah Chomer. The same Kavah Chomer. Just like the Paralam Dovar Shel Tzibur and the Seir of Yom Kippurim have similar Vodot, and we have the Seir of Avodat Kochavim that is the same Korban. So certainly where we have different Karbanot, the Paralam Dovar Shel Tzibur and Seir of Yom Kippurim, and they have all these similarities between them, then certainly where you have Seir and Seir, we have the Seir of the Yom HaKippurim and the Seir of the Avodat Chochavim, certainly there we can learn out all the Avodot, or the Avodot should be the same. And just like we know by the Seir of Avodah Zorah, that you have the din of the Tavala, that's Vobadam, that will learn over to the Seir of Yom HaKippurim. So the same Kavah Chomer that we're using by the Par will use by the Seir. If you have different Karbanot and their Masim are the same, then certainly if you have the same Karbanot, their Masim should be the same. And therefore you learn Seir to Seir and Par to Par. That means from Par of Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, really coming from Par Kohen Mashiach to Par Yom HaKippurim. And you'll learn now from Seir of Avodah Chochavim to the Seir of Yom HaKippurim. And that will land you that both the Par and Seir of Yom HaKippurim have the Limud through a Kavah Chomer. Gemara says, V'chi davar alamei behechesh, ho'hu zerum alamei bekavah chomer. Something you learn out from Hekesh, that can afterwards then teach a Kavah Chomer. You learned out from Par Helam Davar Tzibur, you learned that out from a Hekesh, from Par Kohen Mashiach. Now you want to use a Kavah Chomer? Amar Papa in Hachanami. Kasavar Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Davar Alamei behechesh, Chozer Malamed bekavah chomer. Some that is learned out of Hekesh, you can learn out from a Kavah Chomer, and in Hachanami, that's how you learn it. So just to go over the Kavah Chomer of Rabbi Yehuda over here, who says, I don't need the pasuk because I can learn it out of a Kavah Chomer. He says, listen, I have four karbanot here. I have a par of Yom Kippur, which I need to know some information about. I have a Seir of Yom Kippur, which I already know that information about. How do I know that information about the Seir of Yom Kippur? I learned that out from a Kavah Chomer from a Seir of Avodah Zarah. It's true by the Seir of Avodah Zarah. Certainly it's true by the Seir of Yom Kippur. Now, the Par of Yom Kippur, where do I know that information from? I want to learn it out of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. So how do we get that? We say it's a Kavah Chomer. I'll tell you why. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and Seir of Yom Kippur, they are different karbanot, yet they have all the same dinim about them. According to Rashi, everything that's written by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is found in Seir Yom Kippur, or according to Rishbam, both of them have that din. Both of them have that din of avodah. So even when the karbanot are different, we still have the same avodot. Then certainly, where we have the same korban, Parayom Davar Shel Tzibur and Parayom Kippur, certainly the Parayom Kippur should have those dinim. So that's how we get the Kavah Chomer. So that will end up now, Parakoin Mashiach will teach us through the Parayom Davar Shel Tzibur that you have a Tabalat that's Vobadam, that those three dinim will now be learned to the Yom Kippur. So we'll have that. Par Kohen Mashiach has it written there. From a Hekesh, we'll learn it to Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then through a Kavah Chomer, we'll learn it to Par Yom HaKippurim. And the Seir of Yom Kippur learns it out from a Kavah Chomer from Seir of Avodah Zarah. Now means that all of the Karbanot of Yom Kippurim now have those dinim of Tabalat Etz Ba'obadam. Those three limudim that we had before, they're learned over there. Which also happens to support Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, what's the reason we learn out from the Parayom Davar Shel Tzibur, the Parayom Kippurim, is to teach you exactly these dinim, these three dinim. So that's what we said before. This Braita supports Rav Papa, because these are the dinim we're learning out. Rabbi Kiva learns it out of the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out of a Kavah Chomer, but we see what the limud is that they're learning. And that's similar to what Rav Papa said before. Okay, we'll stop over here.